Narumo Eyewitness News traffic in 15 minutes.
It's 23 minutes now to 5 o'clock. Every year in January, it was a little later in January this year than previous years because of delays to matric exams and so on. But every year we get this parade of statistics, and we get government ministers at national level and at provincial level patting themselves on the back because the number of matric passes has gone up to 82.4%, and the number of people getting exemptions has moved from 32% to 33.4%, and at no stage at all during that orgy of self-congratulation do they address the quality of that education with which the children are leaving school, whether they leave school at the end of matric or, increasingly as many are doing, much, much earlier in the education system. It's the quality of education that matters more than the quantity, the numbers, the matric pass rates. And it's something that the Centre for Development and Enterprise is much concerned about and has published a series of research reports which looks at the problem, but also, and this is critical, suggests things that can be done to improve the situation. Head of the CDE, Anne Bernstein, joins us now on the line from Johannesburg. Hello, Anne.
Hello, John. Good to be with you and your listeners.
So, I mean, yes, every now and then the government says, we know education is not what it should be, and when one of these reports comes out that lays bare how little basic educational pedagogy is happening in the early years, they go, oh, yes, we must improve that. But I mean, they don't essentially seem to see the quality of education and the number of people exiting the education early as a crisis, which it quite self-evidently is.
I agree with you, John. I think there are a lot of people who talk about education. Some of them worry about the terrible situation of infrastructure and pit toilets, which is horrific. Some of them worry about other issues. And as you say, there's this festival about the matric results every year. But if you look at the system dispassionately, you have to say that this system is failing South Africa and all the learners. And we're really saying, you know, you have to ask yourself a question. Are we prepared to let yet another generation of young people have an appalling education? So we are calling attention to this and saying it's time to act. Post-COVID, which devastated some improvements that had been made from a very low base, but they've been wiped out in many countries. We're not alone in that. But what are we going to do about this? And we're really saying it's time to think afresh and to think about the system as a whole and what needs to be fixed.
Okay, well, let's choose perhaps the two or three most important things that need to be fixed and how to go about fixing them.
Well, first and foremost, we are shocked that the ministerial task team that reported in 2016 about a jobs for cash scandal that was reported in the media, where principal positions were being bought as well as teacher positions. The minister appointed a task team, an excellent group of people headed by Professor John Malusi. Now, John Volmink, who was head of Umalusi at the time. Now, they reported and they said their findings, John, are actually stunning. They said that at least six, if not more, of the provincial education departments are run and sort of prioritized by SATU. So we have a trade union running our education department. Now, the consequence of this is that people get positions through cadre deployment, an official policy of SATU, not because they're great teachers necessarily, but because they're connected or for whatever reason. And then the minister has failed to also act against corruption. Nobody was prosecuted, even though the task team said there were at least 38 cases they had identified with the help of experts that should be taken further. And there were a range of other recommendations.
Yeah, the thought of government acting against one of the major public sector unions and one of the major sources of votes that the ANC needs to try and stay in power. It just, you know, it might be a great idea, and I think it is, but it seems extremely unlikely.
Well, look, we're not naive. We're saying two things about all of this, and there are a lot of other things that need to be done. But we're saying there's very little chance of the president acting and setting up a whole new team in education before the election next year. And that's what's needed. We are calling for the minister, the DG, and the top team in Pretoria to be replaced. We need new energy. And we need committed reformers who are not going to cave into SATU. Secondly, we're saying that if you look at experience in other countries where they have also had a lot of politics around schooling and education policy, civil society, the rest of us, citizens, have to start shouting loudly. We have to mobilize. We have to say that this is unacceptable. And there are ways in which this can be done. So what we're doing or trying to do is we're saying we've done all the work. Here is our assessment of why this system, in the words of the leading professor on education reform in the world, is saying that South Africa is the world's worst underperformer in terms of our schooling system for the money that we spend and per capita. So there are lots of poorer countries that do better than us. We're saying it's time that all of us started shouting and screaming, from business to parents to NGOs to everyone we can possibly get, to say this should be a national priority issue, one of them, and this needs to be one of the focus areas in the election campaign. What are political parties saying they're going to do? How do we move off the bottom of every single international test that we do, where poorer countries do much better than us?
Anne Bernstein, thank you, Head Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise. Raise your voice loudly.